Well, hey there. Good morning. It's 6:43, Brock Hunter.
Well, hello.
Hello, it's a us.
Both of us.
Both of us. It's a us. It's a we. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it, buddy. Well, Chris Slade, who's had different stints with AC/DC, says he's gladly ready to do it again if Angus will give him a call. Rumors have circulated for more than a year that Angus recorded an album with the lineup of Brian Johnson, Cliff Williams, Phil Rudd, along with his nephew Stevie Young. So, obviously, Brian, original singer, other than, you know, Bon Scott, of course. Mm-hmm. Axl was in there for a bit when Brian had to sit on the bench. Cliff Williams, who was retiring, all right? He's the original bassist. He was retiring. Now he's back out. Phil Rudd, who is the original drummer, who then went through some legal stuff and some troubles, and Slade actually replaced in the, what was that, in the Rock or Bus tour? And then also for a short time in the late 80s into the 90s. And then, of course, Stevie Young, who replaced Malcolm Young after Malcolm passed. Anyway, long story short, Slade tells Sonic Perspective, quote, there's always going to be rumors with AC/DC. The only person who knows what will happen is Angus. This is referring to the coronavirus. Slade adds, quote, it isn't going to be this year. I can actually say that it will not happen in 2020. Slade says that with just one phone call, he'll be ready to play those AC/DC songs again. He said, quote, I'm always ready to go. I love to travel, playing drums and be on the road. And not many people can say that. I hope I'll be doing it for many more years. So it's funny. Chris Slade is one hell of a drummer. He was in the band The Firm, which was a super group that had Jimmy Page, had Roger Waters. Anyway, he did that. He's been in a lot of other groups, but people don't really give him enough credit for his time with AC/DC. If you watch the Live at Donington DVD, which is awesome, you have Chris Slade on the drums. He actually did a really long stint for AC/DC, and he crushed it. Unfortunately, he doesn't get much love, and then because you got the original drummer, Phil Rudd, that's like, all right. And Phil Rudd had some issues with some taxes and some drug charges. So who knows? I mean, Chris, he'll do a great job. If I were to go to a concert.
Can I be the band too? Come on.
I want to play. Let me play the drums. Maybe do a little bit of both. But anyway, interesting to see that Chris Slade is being approached. Obviously, there's some rumblings about what's going on with AC/DC. Maybe a tour in 2021. Who knows? For me, as a AC/DC super fan, I would love it, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. So, all right. Yeah. There you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
That was one of those, like, this guy is talking way too much about one band. Can we move on?
Right. Let's move on. All right. You covered it all.
We get it. You like them. I understand. Move on. In your rock history for today, on this day, 1955, The Clash's Mick Jones was born in London. He's from London town. Oi, governor. Anyway.
There's a weird naked Indian.
Did you think the naked Indian was too much? Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.